Mountains, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Allsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online, KansasPublicRadio.org, or ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Another sunny and hot day to wrap up the work week. Afternoon highs about 94 degrees. Clear skies 72 degrees now. The time is 6 o'clock.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Tom Parkinson. And for Jay Schaefer this morning, it's 6:04. Election officials in Kansas are warning voters to keep possible mail delays in mind when they're casting advance ballots. Zane Irwin has details.
Customers have reported delays and unreliable service from post offices across the Kansas City region, which managers blame on staffing issues. In upcoming state primaries and other elections, mail-in ballots have to be postmarked by Election Day and received within 3 days after the election to be counted. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says it's good to consider options like voting early in person or putting ballots in a drop box.
We tell everybody, treat your ballot like cash. Don't mail your ballot any more than you'd mail a $100 bill.
Advance voting is underway for the primary elections on August 6th. Find ballot drop boxes and advance voting locations at votekansas.gov. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Haskell Indian Nations University in Lawrence came under scrutiny at a hearing in Washington this week when Congress members reviewed allegations of sexual assault and retaliation at the school. Daniel Cottle has more on that story.
The four-year university in Lawrence is the only one operated by the Federal Bureau of Indian Education. A report from the Bureau alleges Haskell does not consistently enforce sexual assault policies and is unresponsive to student complaints. Brian Newland is the Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs. He says it's been difficult to establish leadership at the school, which has had 8 presidents in just 6 years.
That has allowed some of the problem with these factions or these cliques on campus to fester.
Republican Congress members who led the hearing say they plan to pursue oversight measures that would help prevent misconduct at Haskell and other schools. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle in Topeka.
A man was killed in an officer-involved shooting this week Wednesday night in Salina. KWCH reports that 25-year-old Jesse Ray of Salina was pronounced dead following the incident. Salina police say officers took several people with warrants into custody. One of those people barricaded himself and another person inside the building. Police said shots were fired by law enforcement and Ray was shot and killed. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has taken over that case. Federal officials issued a $10 million bounty yesterday for a North Korean national wanted for allegedly attacking a Kansas hospital. Peggy Lowe has more.
A federal grand jury has charged North Korean Rim Jong-hyuk for ransomware attacks and cyber espionage. He allegedly targeted the unnamed Kansas hospital and systems in 4 other states in 2021. FBI Special Agent Stephen Cyrus says the hackers used the money for larger targets.
In this case, we have seen North Korean actors target U.S. hospitals and public health providers, launder the proceeds, and then use these proceeds to conduct additional computer intrusions on companies that provide some of our most sophisticated military weapon systems.
Cyrus said the Kansas hospital worked with the FBI to uncover the hacking. I'm Peggy Lowe.
Sunshine in the forecast today, highs near 94, partly cloudy and 72 degrees at 7 after 6.
It's morning.
You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Saxophonist Joey Berkeley lost his ability to play saxophone due to a neurological disorder, but an experimental treatment has given him the ability to record a new album. It's called A Sweet Life. S-U-I-T-E, sweet. We'll hear more about that. It's coming up next. Also ahead in this next half hour, The moment has finally arrived. It's time for the Summer Games in Paris.
Everything is prepared. Tickets have been sold everywhere. The party can start very soon.
And for the first time, the opening ceremony will not take place inside a stadium. The mayor of Paris's Central District will explain that. We'll hear all about it from NPR's Michelle Martin. That's coming up just after 6:30 this morning. Sunny and hot once again today. Afternoon highs near 94 degrees. Partly cloudy and 72 degrees now.
This is what you think you're going to do as an undercover officer. You're going to infiltrate the bad guys, but your real life, your wife, your kids, they will not be touched by what you hear, by what you see, and by what you do. Yeah. I'm going to accept judgment. You probably present no angel. Snap Judgment. Do not miss it.
Don't miss Snap Judgment. You can hear it tonight at 7 on KPR2.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Amazon Music.
On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Tune in for All Things Considered this afternoon at 3 o'clock every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7. Join your host, Laura Larson, here at Kansas Public Radio for NPR's All Things Considered. No surprise in the weather today. Another sunny and hot day with highs in the mid-90s, probably about 93, 94 degrees at the very warmest. Right now, though, we've got clear skies, 72 degrees. The time is 6:30.
Training sessions. This is NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 6:31. With state primaries coming up in Kansas and early voting already underway, top election officials are warning about mail delays in the voting process. Ballots must be postmarked by Election Day and received within 3 days after the election in order to be counted. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says mail-in ballots can be delayed and sometimes arrive too late to be counted.
When you're dealing with ballots that are determining who the leaders are that are going to govern our nation and our state and our local offices and our counties, I just don't trust the post office with that big of a decision.
Voters can send their mail-in ballots out early or put them in local drop boxes, as Schwab recommends. Find ballot drop boxes and advance voting locations at votekansas.gov. Members of the U.S. Congress reviewed allegations of sexual assault, bullying, and retaliation at Haskell Indian Nations University at a hearing in Washington this week. The four-year university in Lawrence is the only one in the country operated by the Federal Bureau of Indian Education. A report from the Bureau alleges the school did not act on sexual assault claims and is unresponsive to student complaints. Republican Representative Burgess Owens of Utah chairs the House Subcommittee on Education and Workforce Development.
We need to make sure that we have oversight that this never, ever happens again. We have too many good people who will never live the American dream because they don't get an education. It's because of people who do not care.
Haskell has seen a revolving door of leadership recently with 8 presidents in the last 6 years. A federal spokeswoman says that has contributed to the school's organizational problems. KC 2026, the group that's planning Kansas City's World Cup games, has hired a new director of transportation. As Savannah Holly Bates reports, the director will be in charge of making sure the hundreds of thousands of visitors can safely and efficiently navigate around the city.
We won't know what teams will be in Kansas City until 2025. In the meantime, Jason Sims, KC 2026's new director of transportation, and Julie Lorenz, the group's senior transportation advisor, are focused on how to transport many of whom might not speak English. Lorenz says they plan on significantly increasing bus transit for the event.
There is the opportunity for legacy, is to change the way we think about transit in our region. And I think that can set the plate for some long-term benefit.
The team will also work to establish park and ride spots to the stadium and base camps. I'm Savannah Holly Bates.
Sunny and hot today, highs near 94, clear skies tonight, lows back to 70, more of the same right on through the weekend, sunshine with highs near 90 tomorrow, near 92 on Sunday. Clear skies, 72 degrees at 6:35.
Edition from NPR News, I'm A. Martinez in Los Angeles.
You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, KPR. We're your place for NPR News, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. I'm Tom Parkinson, in for Jay Schaefer this morning. Coming up next, movie theaters are turning to collectible merchandise, things like novelty popcorn buckets. They're trying anything they can to get audiences back into the door during a time of declining movie going and box office returns. We'll hear more about that. It's coming up next on Morning Edition here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Tune in tomorrow morning for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. The panelists tomorrow will be weighing in on the top stories of the week, as they always do, and musician and best-selling author Kathleen Hanna will also stop by to talk about her life as a pioneer in the punk rock feminist movement. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, every Saturday morning at 10.
On last week's Wait, Wait, Roy Blunt Jr. launched his career as a one-man K-pop boy band.
Whoop, 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 Gangnam Style.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week, we switch genres to Riot Girl Punk with guest Kathleen Hanna. Join us for the show that appeals to audiences of all kinds. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
10 o'clock tomorrow morning on KPR One.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Martin.
And this is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. KansasPublicRadio.org is where you'll find us online. Union actors and performers in SAG-AFTRA have declared a strike against video game companies over artificial intelligence. We'll hear more about that voice actors' strike. That's coming up in just a few minutes, about 5 minutes. And then just after 7 o'clock, we'll have the latest news from around our region. Also ahead at about 12 minutes after the hour, we'll hear more about Vice President Kamala Harris's record on justice and policing. She's a former prosecutor known for being tough on crime.
We run around with these signs, put money into education, not prisons. I agree with that conceptually, but you have not addressed the reason I have 3 padlocks on my front door.
We'll hear more about how a President Harris might handle criminal justice issues. That's ahead in the 7 o'clock hour. As Morning Edition continues here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, announcing its 7-concert season featuring international opera singers, traditional Thai instruments, and Dvorak Symphony from the New World. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Your donation is the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. Your support really matters here at KPR. Contribute now at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support. It's 6:51. And I'm Tom Parkinson, filling in for Jay Schaefer this morning. Jay's taking a few days off. Good to be here with you this morning here on Kansas Public Radio, where we're live and we're local. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute at 90.3. And online, find us at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Clear skies and 72 degrees at 7 o'clock. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 7:04. Election officials in Kansas are warning voters to keep possible mail delays in mind when they're casting advanced ballots. Zane Irwin has more on that story.
Customers have reported delays and unreliable service from post offices across the Kansas City region, which managers blame on staffing issues. In upcoming state primaries and other elections, mail-in ballots have to be postmarked by Election Day and received within 3 days after the election to be counted. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says it's good to consider options like voting early in person or putting ballots in a drop box.
We tell everybody, treat your ballot like cash. Don't mail your ballot any more than you'd mail a $100 bill.
Advance voting is underway for the primary elections on August 6th. Find ballot drop boxes and advance voting locations at votekansas.gov. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Haskell Indian Nations University came under scrutiny at a hearing in Washington this week as Congress members reviewed allegations of sexual assault and retaliation at the school. Daniel Cottle reports.
The four-year university in Lawrence is the only one operated by the Federal Bureau of Indian Education. A report from the Bureau alleges Haskell does not consistently enforce sexual assault policies and is unresponsive to student complaints. Brian Newland is the Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs. He says it's been difficult to establish leadership at the school, which has had 8 presidents in just 6 years.
That has allowed some of the problem with these factions or these cliques on campus to fester.
Republican Congress members who led the hearing say they plan to pursue oversight measures that would help prevent misconduct at Haskell and other schools. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle in Topeka.
A former nutritionist with the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation is accused of using his position to embezzle at least $5,000 in federal grant money. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that a U.S. District Court grand jury indicted 39-year-old Matthew Waits of Topeka on charges of theft. Waits is accused of using his position as program manager of the Potawatomi Nation Diabetes Prevention Program to commit embezzlement. During 2023, the FBI and Inspector General's office are investigating the case. Federal officials issued a $10 million bounty yesterday for a North Korean national wanted for allegedly hacking a Kansas hospital. Peggy Lowe has more on that story.
A federal grand jury has charged North Korean Rim Jong-hyuk for ransomware attacks and cyber espionage. He allegedly targeted the unnamed Kansas hospital and systems in 4 other states in 2021. FBI Special Agent Stephen Cyrus says the hackers used the money for larger targets.
In this case, we have seen North Korean actors target U.S. hospitals and public health providers, launder the proceeds, and then use these proceeds to conduct additional computer intrusions on companies that provides some of our most sophisticated military weapon systems.
Cyrus said the Kansas hospital worked with the FBI to uncover the hacking. I'm Peggy Lowe.
It's 7 minutes after 7.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. This is NPR News.
At 7:19, you're listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Morning Edition, the Paris Summer Olympics officially begins today with the opening ceremony For the next few weeks, more than 10,000 athletes will be competing in more than 30 sports. We'll hear more about the opening ceremony just ahead. Also coming up in about 5 minutes, it's this week's edition of StoryCorps. We return to 1964 when, as part of the Mississippi Freedom Summer, civil rights groups ran summer schools to educate black children. We'll hear from some of those students in this week's StoryCorps. All that ahead on Morning Edition here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KCPBS and Flatland, presenting the Kansas City 2024 Voter Guide in partnership with the Kansas City Media Collective. Information on candidates and ballot issues at kcvoterguide.org.
Sunny and hot once again. Afternoon highs around 94 degrees. Clear skies right now and 72 degrees at 7:21.
This is what you think you're going to do as an undercover officer. You're going to infiltrate the bad guys, but your real life, your wife, your kids, they will not be touched by what you hear, by what you see, and by what you do. Yeah. On the next Snap Judgment, we proudly present No Angel. Snap Judgment, do not miss it.
Snap Judgment, tonight at 7 on KPR2.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
All things considered, here for you every day on Kansas Public Radio. Monday through Friday, your host is Laura Larson. She's here with you from 3 to 7 on KPR. And then on the weekends, join us at 4 o'clock in the afternoons on Saturdays and Sundays for Weekend All Things Considered. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 7:30.
Northeast of Chico, it's also destroyed a number of homes there. This is NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson in for Jay Schaefer this morning, Morning Edition at 7:31. With state primaries coming up in Kansas and early voting already underway, many election officials are now warning about mail delays in the voting process. Ballots have to be postmarked by Election Day and received within 3 days after the election in order to be counted. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says mail-in ballots can be delayed and sometimes arrive too late to be counted.
When you're dealing with ballots that are determining who the leaders are that are going to govern our nation and our state and our local offices and our counties, I just don't trust the post office with that big of a decision.
Voters can send their mail-in ballots out early or put them in local drop boxes. That's what Secretary Schwab recommends. You can find ballot drop boxes and advanced voting locations online at votekansas.gov. A driverless semi-truck got away from its driver and rolled 300 feet through a residential area in Lawrence yesterday afternoon, striking power lines and crashing into a home on Main Street, just north of the construction site for the University of Kansas football stadium. Lawrence Douglas County Fire Department says the incident caused only minor damage and no injuries. Investigators report that the truck was parked with its brakes engaged, but it started rolling, and despite the driver running to catch up, the semi traveled through a 4-foot retaining wall and ended up wedged between two houses. Investigators are looking into the cause of the truck's brake failure. A nonprofit organization in Clay County, Kansas, wants to help its local agricultural community better deal with stress and depression. As Dylan Lyson tells us, financial uncertainty and isolation contribute to increased stress on farmers.
The Clay Counts Coalition aims to increase awareness of mental health services for farmers. Other counties and groups have launched similar programs across the state. The organization credits a speech by Izzy Blackwood, a high school senior in Clay County, as the inspiration for the new program. Blackwood says her farming family was devastated when her oldest brother died by suicide. She says she made it her personal mission to raise awareness.
All the men in my life are in the ag community. I didn't want to lose another man in my family.
Research shows male farmers in the state are 3 times more likely to die by suicide than other male workers. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, call or text 988 to connect with the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 735.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin in Washington, D.C. This is NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison, online, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KCPBS and Flatland, presenting the Kansas City 2024 Voter Guide in partnership with the Kansas City Media Collective. Information on candidates and ballot issues at kcvoterguide.org.
NPR's Morning Edition continues until 9 o'clock here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Stay with us throughout the day. Just after the 9 o'clock news, Cordelia Brown will bring us a morning of classical music, including music from Gene Sibelius, dedicated to his home country, called it Finlandia. We'll also hear the second piano concerto from Camille Saint-Saëns, and Aaron Copland's main theme from Appalachian Spring, based on a Shaker hymn, 'Tis the Gift to be Simple. Much more when Cordelia Brown takes to the air with the classical music party for this morning, starting at 9 o'clock.
This week, on Live at Green Lady Lounge, it's two of KC's best guitar players, Danny Embry and Rod Fleeman, and their band Wiretown. David Bassey here. Hope you'll join us live at Green Lady Lounge.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Tom Parkinson, filling in for Jay Schaefer this week. Jay will be back in a few days. Good to be here with you this morning on this already rather warm Friday morning. Well, it's 74 degrees already, but we're headed for a high about 20 degrees warmer. We're expecting to see highs around 94 this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, lows near 70, but then more of the same right on through the weekend. We do have about a 20% chance for showers on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. It might cool us down a little bit. Coming up next, the Marketplace Morning Report. There's a new study this week from researchers at the Census Bureau, and it finds that kids have a better chance of moving up the economic ladder if most of the adults in their lives are employed. More on that and all the morning's business news, the Marketplace Morning Report. It's 10 minutes before 8, and just after the top of the hour, we've got the latest news headlines from around our region. Also ahead, just after 8 o'clock, Election Day is just about 100 days away now, and the tension is building in the swing state of Pennsylvania.
We need to come together and not be divided.
Is it hard for you to decide how to vote?
I'm right in the middle right now.
Steve Inskeep talks to some voters in the Pittsburgh area. We'll hear what they're saying about the presidential race. That's ahead in 20 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Inked Bodies, which highlights the diverse stories people tell through tattoos. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
The Marketplace Morning Report is next. It's 7:51.
From APM, American Public Media.
We We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute at 90.3, K210CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Of course, you can always listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org or ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio for you. Fair skies, 73 degrees in Lawrence. The time now is 8 o'clock. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 8:04. Election officials in Kansas are warning voters to keep possible mail delays in mind when they cast their advance ballots. Zane Irwin has more on that story.
Customers have reported delays and unreliable service from post offices across the Kansas City region, which managers blame on staffing issues. In upcoming state primaries and other elections, mail-in ballots have to be postmarked by Election Day and received within 3 days after the election to be counted. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says it's good to consider options like voting early in person or putting ballots in a drop box.
We tell everybody, treat your ballot like cash. Don't mail your ballot any more than you'd mail a $100 bill.
Advance voting is underway for the primary elections on August 6th. Find ballot drop boxes and advance voting locations at votekansas.gov. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Haskell Indian Nations University has come under scrutiny at a hearing in Washington this week. Members of Congress reviewed allegations of sexual assault and retaliation at the school here in Lawrence. Daniel Cottle has more.
The four-year university in Lawrence is the only one operated by the Federal Bureau of Indian Education. A report from the Bureau alleges Haskell does not consistently enforce sexual assault policies and is unresponsive to student complaints. Brian Newland is the Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs. He says it's been difficult to establish leadership at the school, which has had 8 presidents in just 6 years.
That has allowed some of the problem with these factions or these cliques on campus to fester.
Republican Congress members who led the hearing say they plan to pursue oversight measures that would help prevent misconduct at Haskell and other schools. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle in Topeka.
A man was killed in an officer-involved shooting Wednesday night in Salina. Now the Kansas Bureau of Investigation is looking into the situation. KWCH reports that 25-year-old Jesse D. Ray of Salina was pronounced dead following the incident. The Salina Police Department says officers took several people with outstanding warrants into custody. One of those people, though, barricaded himself inside the building. Police say shots were fired by law enforcement and Ray was shot and killed. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has taken over the case. Federal officials have issued a $10 million bond for a North Korean national wanted for allegedly hacking a Kansas hospital. Peggy Lowe has more on that story.
A federal grand jury has charged North Korean Rim Jong-hyuk for ransomware attacks and cyber espionage. He allegedly targeted the unnamed Kansas hospital and systems in 4 other states in 2021. FBI Special Agent Steven Cyrus says the hackers used the money for larger targets.
In this case, we have seen North Korean actors target U.S. hospitals and public health providers, launder the proceeds, and then use these proceeds to conduct additional computer intrusions on companies that provide some of our most sophisticated military weapon systems.
Cyrus said the Kansas hospital worked with the FBI to uncover the hacking. I'm Peggy Lowe.
It's 7 minutes after 8.
In addition from NPR News, I'm Michelle Martin in
You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for NPR News, 91.5 in Lawrence and 90.3 in Chanute. Online, too, kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next on Morning Edition, we hear from jazz saxophonist Joey Berkeley. He lost his ability to play because of a neurological disorder, but an experimental treatment has now given him the ability to play again and record a new album. He'll discuss his recovery and his new music. That's just ahead. Also coming up just after 8:30, the moment has finally arrived for the Summer Olympics Games in Paris.
Everything is prepared. Tickets have been sold everywhere. The party can start very soon.
And for the first time, the opening ceremony will not take place inside a stadium. The mayor of Paris's Central District will explain all that to us. That's coming up on Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence. April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
Plenty of sunshine coming your way today. It'll be sunny throughout the day with afternoon highs in the mid-90s once again. Right now it's sunny and 75 at 821.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Raymond James, a firm focused on transforming lives, businesses, and communities through tailored wealth management, banking, and capital markets.
It's your chance to catch up on any news you might have missed during the day. It's All Things Considered from NPR here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Another sunny and hot summer day ahead. Afternoon highs expected to hit about 94 degrees. Then tonight, clear skies, lows near 70, and pretty much more of the same right on through the weekend. Sunny and 75 degrees at 8:30.
The order encourages cities and counties to do this as well. It can
to a government report out last year. This is NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson, filling in for Jay Schaefer this morning. It's 8:31. Members of the U.S. Congress reviewed allegations of sexual assault, bullying, and retaliation at Haskell Indian Nations University at a hearing in Washington this week. The four-year university in Lawrence is the only one in the country operated by the Federal Bureau of Indian Education. A report from the Bureau alleges the school did not act on sexual assault claims and is unresponsive to student complaints. Republican Representative Burgess Owens of Utah chairs the House Subcommittee on Education and Workforce Development.
We need to make sure that we have oversight that this never, ever happens again. We have too many good people who will never live the American dream because they don't get an education. It's because of people who do not care.
Haskell has seen a revolving door of leadership recently with eight presidents in just the past 6 years. A federal spokeswoman says that this has contributed to the school's organizational problems. Farmers in Clay County, Kansas, will soon be able to learn about ways to deal with stress and treat depression that stems from their difficult profession. Clay Counts Coalition, a nonprofit organization, aims to increase awareness of mental health services. Other counties and organizations have launched similar programs across the state. Lori Martin of Clay Counts says she's married to a farmer, and she says agricultural professionals are tough and resilient, but they're not likely to seek help.
They're very proud and they're very private, but they are also under a tremendous amount of stress.
Research shows that farmers in the state are three times as likely to die by suicide than other male workers. If you or someone you know is in a crisis, call or text 988 to connect with the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. KC 2026, the group planning Kansas City's World Cup games, has hired a new director of transportation. As Savannah Holly Bates reports, the director will be in charge of making sure hundreds of thousands of visitors can safely and efficiently navigate the city.
We won't know what teams will be in Kansas City until 2025.
In the meantime, Jason Sims, KC2026's new director of transportation, and Julie Lorenz, the group's senior transportation advisor, are focused on how to transport fans from around the world, many of whom might not speak English. Lorenz says they plan on significantly increasing bus transit for the event.
There is the opportunity for legacy, is to change the way we think about transit in our region, and I think that can set the plate for some long-term benefit.
The team will also work to establish park and ride spots to the stadium and base camps. I'm Savannah Holly Bates.
Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. Sunny and 75 degrees now at 8:35. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin in Washington, D.C.
And this is Kansas Public Radio, KPR. We're your place for NPR News, 91.5 in Lawrence and 99.5 in Manhattan. Coming up on Morning Edition, just ahead, movie theaters are turning to collectible merchandise, stuff like novelty popcorn buckets. They're doing everything they can think of to try to get audiences back through the door of the movie theaters during a time of declining box office returns. More about that just ahead. Also coming up in this next half hour, union actors and performers in SAG-AFTRA voice actors have declared a strike against video game films about artificial intelligence. We'll hear more about that. It's coming up in just about 10 minutes. Morning Edition continuing here on KPR.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Morning Edition continues until 9 o'clock, and then we've got a morning of wonderful classical music with Cordelia Brown. From 9 to noon, and then at noon, Jeff Watson will be in with more music.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear some Private Eye Jazz, featuring Mickey Spillane as Detective Mike Hammer. Plus, can a cement mixer make music? I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me with the music Shaken, Not Stirred, the Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
Good morning, I'm... This is NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Look around. Do you see any plastic? Yes, you probably see lots of it. Sometimes it seems like almost everything is made of plastic. Well, do you think you could go an entire week without buying any new plastic? An NPR reporter gave that experiment a try, and we'll hear more about how she made out with that. That's coming up next on Morning Edition here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu.
How about a day of lovely classical music? That's what you enjoy. You're certainly in the right place, because in just about 10 minutes, Morning Edition will be over. We'll bring you the latest news from NPR in Washington, and then Cordelia Brown is in with classical music from 9 to noon. At noon, Jeff Watson will join us with even more great music. Jeff is bringing in the 14th Hungarian Rhapsody of Franz Liszt, also Prokofiev's Cello Concertino, and much more classical music this afternoon from 12 to 3. All that happening on KPR 1. Meanwhile, on KPR 2, the BBC NewsHour starts at 9 o'clock on KPR2, travel chaos and poor weather hang over the Paris Games, but will the Olympic spirit shine through? More on that and more news from around the world. BBC News Hour starts at 9 on KPR2.
This is pointed in the union's decision.
Theme music was inspired by BJ Lederman. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Tom Parkinson, in for Jay Schaefer this morning. Jay will be back next week. Thank you for tuning in this morning. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas. Public radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or, of course, if you have a smart speaker, just ask it to play Kansas Public Radio. The latest news headlines from NPR just ahead, and then Cordelia Brown brings us a morning of classical music. We've got some of your favorites on tap this morning, such as the best-known composition by Finland's favorite son, Jean Sibelius. It's dedicated to his home country. He called it Finlandia. We'll also hear the second piano concerto, Camille Saint-Saëns. Everyone always loves that one, Asturias, for classical guitar, and Copland's main theme from Appalachian Spring. You may know it as 'Tis the Gift to be Simple. Plus some great pieces that you might not have heard yet, like Howard Hanson's Third Symphony. A morning of great music just ahead with Cordelia Brown. Stay with us. A sunny day with afternoon highs in the mid-90s once again. And then tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop back into the 70s, so low 70s. And then for the weekend, pretty much more of the same. Sunny both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low to mid-90s. It's 9:01.
Live from NPR News.